This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
My 9-year-old is back at it again with the questions. It's time for another round of...
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
So what's your favorite arcade game?
Last night, at one arcade game, I got 6 fidget spinners.
So what game did you win on?
It's the game where you have to line up the... I think it's like Dig It. And there's like a major prize. The major prize is a GoPro.
Why didn't you win that?
Want me to try it? I kept losing. It's not 3 times a charm, kids. But mom...
Then even Quilt wanted to get in on it, and so we had to ask him.
My favorite arcade game was the ball one.
The claw machine for the balls? Let me tell you, back in the day, your mama was a claw machine professional.
Cap. That's such cap.
Is that being true or false?
False.
All right, you little punk. Well, no, it was true. Back in the day, I was so good at the claw machine. What was your go-to game at the arcade, though? The one that you knew you could master? That is Carter's question today. Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. I've never met a claw machine I didn't like, but I will say, I feel like the claw machines have gotten a little harder since I've got older. Back in the day, they seemed to be a lot easier. It's Carter's question. What is your go-to arcade game? Gracie and Rialto, what is your go-to arcade game?
My favorite arcade game is that bone where you push it down and all the balls try to go in the dog's mouth.
That is a cute one. What's the most tickets you've won on that?
Probably like 28.
Dang, Gracie. Okay, you're a professional. Michelle and Banning, what is your go-to arcade game?
Centipede.
Oh, that's old school.
Oh, yeah.
What was your high score? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that might be testing you because Centipede is an old game. Although if you were really good, I'm sure there are some people that still remember their high score. 760 says, back in the day, my jam was Miss Pac-Man. I had all the routes to take, got all the fruits, and never got caught by any of the ghosts. Drew and Hemet has taken that a step further. They're also Miss Pac-Man, but said that they knew the pattern for the first 20 levels so they could get through without dying. It's Carter's question. What is your go-to arcade game? You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. There's something about walking into an arcade, and I'm a competitive person that I feel like I can win everything. And I immediately am back into, like, kid mode, swiping the card from Carter and Colt, telling him, okay, it's mommy's turn. I get to play a game now. For Carter's question, he wants to know, what is your go-to arcade game? He played some game called Dig It and ended up winning, like, 7 fidget spinners. Because, yes, that's what we need is 7 fidget spinners laying around my house. 562 says their go-to arcade game is Dance Dance Revolution and Street Fighter. They actually went to a bar in LA and played Street Fighter and won a ton of drinks. So all those millions of dollars that you've wasted in the arcade, they finally paid off. 951 says the coin pusher game is their go-to. We went with some friends to Big Al's a couple weeks ago, and they were hooked on that game and collecting all the cards that come with it. That game's addicting. I get it. Shannon in Apple Valley says, my game was Paperboy. And the 909, I'm going to throw a challenge out here. I never played basketball in my life, like competitively, but something about walking into an arcade, I feel you, 909. The basketball score shooter. That game is so much fun. And not to brag or anything, but I did have the high score at the Chuck E. Cheese in San Bernardino on that game.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.